It has often been said that bananas bring bad luck when fishing. Captain Bouncer Smith will not eat a banana within 6 hours of going fishing. He has seen evidence over and over again that anything even slightly related to bananas can ruin fishing. It is true, he states, that convincing lovely ladies to throw their Banana Republic blouses overboard has improved fishing. Without a doubt, that would improve your day, I suppose. It is also true that anglers pulling fellow anglers' briefs out to cut off the labels of Fruit of the Loom has caused wedgies and better fishing. According to Vicky Mather, black flies love bananas. Black flies especially like to sip the blood of people who eat bananas, and it takes 6 weeks for all the residue of bananas to clear the body. Thus, it is highly recommended you eat no bananas, obviously, especially around these parts. Native Hawaiians believe bananas are bad luck. Back before fiberglass and powered boats, the Hawaiian men would go out in dugout canoes and fish for weeks at a time, and they would take bananas. Well, it happens that the bananas would rot about the same time they would get too far out to really catch any fish, so they associated bananas with bad luck. Many stories have banana oil rubbing off on one's hands and spooking the fish, therefore the fish don't bite. There is always a story of a crew member slipping on the banana peel left on the deck. Some say that bananas will give you, let's say, stomach problems, so you're always in the head and can't fish because you are, well, just busy. Back in the days of the transatlantic crossings by wooden sailing ships, many hazards would befall the captain's crew and passengers. Disease, pirates, shipwrecks, storms, etc. had claimed the lives of a good percentage of the captain's crew and passengers attempting this dangerous voyage. Needless to say, a transatlantic crossing in the 17th and 18th century was a risky endeavor. Often the vessels would stop along the way in tropical islands and gather provisions, such as food and water. There, the passengers and crew would often purchase wooden crates of bananas from the locals and bring them aboard the ship. These crates would have all manner of critters in them, such as bugs, spiders, vermin, and snakes. These critters would make their way into the bilges of the ships, multiply, and then find their way into the captain's quarters. The captains circulated the rumor that bananas were bad luck in an attempt to keep the critters off the ship and out of their cabin. The crew and passengers were more than eager to follow suit because of the inherent risk of the crossing. So if the captain announced prior to the voyage that bananas were bad luck and not allowed aboard the vessel, everyone complied. You must remember that these were the days of burning witches and the like, so superstitions were taken very seriously. Many believe that in olden times, when bananas were transported by rickety, overcrowded, top-heavy boats, now known as cruise ships, these boats would frequently sink, leaving behind a residue of floating yellow muck, thus leading witnesses to deduce that hauling bananas was unlucky. A more scientific explanation is that since bananas give off ethylene gas when they ripen, it causes other perishable foodstuffs to spoil more quickly. This expanded gas theory could be why it's also considered unlucky to have a politician on board. Some believe the Aloha State's anti-banana sentiments has its roots in legend when the god Pele, apparently before his soccer career, brought his brother to the islands to be the deity in charge of sport fishing. Rumor has it that he was deficient in, should I say, the male hydraulics department, and this gave him a severe case of banana envy. Back in the days of the sailing ship, sailors ate fruit to prevent the onset of scurvy. Bananas would ripen and spoil faster than most fruits. The bug larva in the skin would hatch and infest not just the other fruit, but the entire ship itself. For these reasons, the banana was deemed unfit for sailing ships. Any mention of bananas was seen as a bad omen and would spell misfortune for the voyage. According to Sally Andrew, bananas originated in Malaysia some 4,000 years ago. They made their way to the Americas by successful sea voyages from the Southeast Asia to Africa and then to the Americas. They weren't shipped commercially before the end of the 19th century. Not until 1870 did one of the earliest banana pioneers, Captain Lorenzo Dow Baker, purchase 160 bunches of bananas in Jamaica and swiftly sail them to Jersey City in 11 days, where he sold them for a profit. Then in 1899, Baker and his partners began shipping and distributing this extremely perishable fruit throughout the USA. Thanks to innovations like painting ships white to reflect the tropical sun, the Great White Fleet, as it was soon called, had refrigerated vessels and low-oxygen containers to arrest ripening, and the Banana Republic was underway. Further proof that the knowledgeable sailors never subscribed to the banana phobia lies in the fact that old sailing ships always had bananas products on board. Hemp rope, for instance, is fabricated out of a member of the banana family and was used for hauling sails. Bananas and plantains, when available, were loaded on board without second thoughts. Consider this legend. A long time ago, in an ocean not so far away, the god of bananas and the god of the sea both desired the same woman, the most beautiful maiden that had ever delighted the eyes of any man. After many years and oceans competing for this woman, the god of bananas finally won her. He promised the fair maiden anything she could ever wish for, including as many bananas as she wanted for the rest of her life. Well, this was the clincher, and the god of bananas soon had a new wife. When the god of the sea heard about the wedding, he swore revenge, but instead of direct revenge on the banana god and the woman, he vowed to bring bad luck to any sea traveler of the humankind who had bananas on board. But the god of the sea didn't swear revenge on all bananas. In the final edit of this story, one word must have been left behind. This word is the key to the misunderstanding, the false rumors, and the bum rap. The poor banana has suffered long enough. It's time the truth was told. The word is hula hula. The god of the sea didn't say any old banana. He specified hula hula bananas, the red ones, like the kind Captain Cook confronted at Savage Island during his second circumnavigation. Why red ones? These hula hula bananas are banned from boats because both fruit and stems stain decks, fingers, lips, and teeth a bright blood red color that would remind the god of the sea of the deflowering of the fair maiden he'd lost and who had been bribed and won by the god of bananas. Besides, they don't taste very good. The fact that the hula hula species is rare and little known perhaps explains why the word was dropped, but Captain Cook encountered the hula hula banana at Savage Island, now known as Niue Island. Savage Island welcome committees were scary. When the ex-Yorkshire farm boy turned mapmaker and his men arrived, they were confronted by natives dripping with blood, a sure sign of cannibalism, or so they thought. In fact, these hula hula bananas were used ceremoniously by warriors and at weddings as a cosmetic accessory, not a culinary delight. In conclusion, I have been fishing on boats that have done well when bananas were present, albeit unwittingly so, and I am not the superstitious type, nor am I one to take any chances with something so serious as catching a fish. Therefore, no bananas will be tolerated. Yes, we have no bananas.